This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, checkpoints now in New York City as of yesterday. We'll tell you about that. Your calls and thoughts, of course, are welcome. Plus, in other big city COVID crackdown news, Los Angeles will be shutting off water and power to any homes found hosting large gatherings. So the crackdown continues to get worse as businesses, most of them, refuse to push back. The restaurants, there was a headline I saw today that, you know, as I'm looking around for things to talk about, and of course there's no shortage of things to talk about, but I saw a headline about, and it was written yesterday, restaurants to issue an ultimatum to the governor of Pennsylvania. And the restaurants there are upset because the governor had allowed them to reopen, but only at 50% capacity, then changed it to 25% capacity because, well, somebody said so or whatever, COVID. And so you can't run a restaurant at 25% capacity. You really can't do it at 50% capacity. And so they were supposed to be giving, like, an ultimatum to the governor, and they'd formed some new restaurant association of Southwest PA or Southeast PA or whichever one it was. And they were supposed to deliver their ultimatum this morning at 9 a.m. And I'm like, all right, we got some more business owners who are standing up, because we followed a little bit of the story of the guys in New Jersey, the gym owners at Tillis Gym. I think it was Belmar, is the town in New Jersey, who literally, after being arrested for contempt of court, went back to their place of business and kicked in the government's, their plywood that they put up over their doors, so to try to prevent them from doing business. This was after they already took their own doors off their hinges because the government had tried to change their locks on them. So rather than allowing the government to continue to change the locks on them, they just took the doors down, leaving an open portal to just anybody could go in, I guess, at any time. And then they got arrested for contempt of court, got back out, went in and kicked down. So, like, I'm like, all right, we finally got some business owners who are
people's guts, right?
You know, yeah, they're willing to stand up. And the really the interesting thing about them is they've got families. So the usual fear of a business owner is they don't want their, or anybody generally, is they don't want to do activism if they've got a family. If they've got kids at home, they're scared to death of, like, the government Department of Children and Families coming in and stealing their kids from them and saying, well, if you don't obey what the government tells you to do, you're a bad parent, so therefore we're going to take your kids. Mm-hmm. And it's a completely legitimate concern. Like, I get it, and I'm not even a parent.
I've never
seen
it. I mean, like,
you've never seen that happen?
I've never seen an activist, but I'm thinking maybe marijuana activists. I haven't seen too many activists get their kids taken from them.
That's because most of them won't do, like, serious activism after they have kids.
Well, chicken and the egg. I don't know how to address that issue, but I'm just saying I haven't seen a lot of activists, across the nation get their kids taken from them. We've got a nation of 300,000 people. I'm not saying that people don't fear it. I fear it.
It happened
fear.
It happened to Barry Cooper.
Okay.
The former cop in Texas, the enforcement officer or whatever of the year, I think he was, or drug enforcement officer of the year in the state of Texas, he stood up against the war on drugs. He went so far as to actually conduct sting operations against the police in what he called cop busters, with a K, mm-hmm. cop busters, where he set up
a reality TV program called Cop Busters.
It was attempted to be a reality TV show. I don't think it ever, made it off the internet, but
it's still reality TV.
Free-range parents, too. I'm sure that's a good example of parents that are getting their children taken away because they want to raise them the way they want to raise them.
Great example. And so,
most of the free-range parents, I think, are just sort of people who are living their lives. They're not activists in so much as they're not doing what they're doing for the purpose of trying to make parenting better for everybody.
Yeah, but being a free-range parent is basically being an activist now. Like, unless you don't know.
Being a parent 40 years ago is now activism level activism.
It's like passive activism. These people aren't the same people that are going out and going to protests or going out and doing demonstrations or doing,
that's true,
you know, civil disobedience.
But that's the thing. Now we're living in a time where just doing something as a free person is an act of non-cooperation. It may not be an act of civil disobedience in that you don't announce it in advance saying, hey, everybody, I'm going to take my kid out to the, or let my kid go to the park by themselves. You don't, you know, you don't put it out there in that way. And that would sort of make it civil disobedience to try to draw attention to it for the purpose of, you know, discussion or making change.
I mean, no one would do that, right? I'm gonna go do things that might cause the police to take my children away.
Right.
I mean, it's just the kind of thing that they wouldn't do. Whereas somebody might say, sure, you're 11 years old, you can walk home from the park. I remember I was walking home from the park at 6 years old. I mean, literally, I was riding my bike to the other street with training wheels on. At 6 years old.
I was doing
old.
It at six, absolutely. Absolutely.
And now the idea of an 11-year-old walking a mile home from the park or school or something like that is the kind of thing that gets the cops called.
Right, even though abductions are actually down, right, like the amount of violent crimes and things like that, usually if somebody's going to snatch a kid, it's probably going to be a family member, not some random dude, you know, driving through the neighborhood. But, you know, rational thought need not enter into these discussions. And so back to the story here, I was just kind of mentioning these guys in New Jersey at the gym who were heroically taking on a severe amount of risk, not just risking their business, but also their families by standing up for their business freedom. And so I'm thinking, all right, maybe this is catching. Maybe the nearby business owners in Pennsylvania are going to, not that nearby, southwestern Pennsylvania, but still, that maybe they were going to do something as well. And unfortunately, the president of a group of these restaurant and bar owners Thursday, that's today, shied away from threatening to reopen establishments to full capacity. He said that instead the board members of the newly formed Southwestern Pennsylvania Restaurant and Tavern Association will instead wait for a sit-down meeting with Governor Tom Wolf, the very same governor who is restricting them to only 25% capacity. He says, quote, if we go off on the wrong foot threatening, I don't think we're going to get anywhere.
He may be right. I have no idea, but this is the game lawyers play.
He, however, hopes Wolf is listening, saying, quote, we need some relief, and if not, we don't have a choice. We have to survive, he said, adding some restaurant and bar owners might only wait until August 14th to meet with Wolf before they take matters into their own hands.
That's a threat.
So I hope they do.
They didn't threaten to walk up with pitchforks and torches and tear down the governor's mansion if he doesn't respond by noon tomorrow. But I mean, they've said, hey, look, we're out here trying to run businesses. Remember us, the people who actually pay your taxes?
Yeah. So they are instead just going to hope that the governor meets with them. Maybe some of them will break away and do their own thing in a couple weeks. But all the buildup that these folks had this week towards supposedly dropping an ultimatum on the governor has completely been nullified.
I disagree with that. I think that the ultimatum has been given without the kind of nasty rhetoric that would necessarily that you're looking for, right? Like you're looking for the big splash. Governor, if you don't do it, we're coming to the
No, I wouldn't even say that. I would just say we're going to open.
Boogaloo your ass right out of there.
You don't say. See, this is their mistake. They're making a huge mistake.
Okay.
They're going to go try to negotiate with this criminal. Okay. They're going to try to negotiate with the terrorist. And instead, if you have an association of business owners who are actually willing to make a stand, then what you do is you just say, we're going to reopen on this date together. Okay?
I like
signed.
All these business owners. But, you can't get everybody to do that. I mean, they went into business. They got an occupation.
You can't get everybody to do it, but that's why supposedly why they formed this new business association, because they were going to together open on the same day. And then the day they were going to announce when they were going to do that, the president decided, no, we'll just go ahead and negotiate instead.
Was it the president or the lawyer?
President of the association.
Okay.
So, huge mistake in that particular case. If you want your freedoms, you've got to stand up for them. You're never going to get them through begging. I'm sorry.
Something took the wind out of their sails. But you got to wonder, was it them or was it someone from the governor's office?
Maybe somebody from the governor's office said, hey, what do you think about a meeting?
Maybe so. And then they got all tantalized by it. Oh, my God. The governor will meet with us? Oh, His Excellency? He'll meet with us? Okay, we'll back down. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. I wonder what it's going to cost them to wait the 2 weeks or however long it is before they can actually get to this meeting. How much business is it going to cost them? 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. We got checkpoints and more coming up.
My dog, Mojo, was half beagle and half coonhound. He ate everything in sight. He would swallow things whole, including a chicken carcass, a bird nest with a bird in it, and assorted stones and sticks. We had to take him to the veterinary emergency room. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing on his feet, chewing the hair right off of his legs, being irritated, lethargic, and just not the same dog.
DinoVite.com.
When we put him on the DinoVite, he took right to it. All of these symptoms disappeared.
DinoVite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Something that he actually likes to eat. You need to put him on DinoVite.
DinoVite for life.
If you love your dog, you don't just want him healthy, you want him to be happy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seized $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. And you can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Are there any business owners where you live that are really just outstanding and willing to stand up for their freedom to run their business how they want to? And, of course, a lot of these business owners that are doing some level of standing up aren't really like, you know, it's not like they're just opening up like they used to. They're always opening with, oh, well, we have social distancing and you've got to do X, Y, and we're cleaning and you have to wear a mask. And like they try to show how they're jumping through all these hoops. They just want to open up their business.
Do you remember that scene from Saving Private Ryan where the German who they managed to capture, you know, he's got to bury his German friends and their one ally that got killed in the battle. And, you know, they're deciding whether or not to just shoot the guy in the back of the head after he's dug the hole. And, you know, they're like, come on over here. And they call him over, and he's like, no, I'm digging. And he continues to dig. Like, you know, that's what it's like for these poor business owners.
Right.
They see, you know, they see these guys coming in who are ready to shoot them in the back of the head because they're going to ruin their business, ruin their lives. You know, they've got to go get real jobs instead of working for themselves. All the money they invested gone down the toilet. And, of course, they're running around scrubbing, trying to clean things up.
Well, you,
whatever.
Yeah,
you, I killed the virus.
This whole time, they're building up debt. And, I mean, profit margins for a restaurant are already incredibly thin. Now you're trying to work at 50 or 25% capacity. That doesn't seem reasonable. And then now we're in a position where if you speak out, you're a bad person. And it's all this social shaming that's going on. A lot of these people probably aren't Trump supporters. And they think that if they do cause a commotion, they're going to get, like, pointed out as mega types or something. And it's like this polarizing position where it's like they have
no choice.
Yeah.
There's no winning. You're right about that because there's a lot of pandering out there by these businesses to the mask people, the people who are living in fear, the people who apparently a good chunk of the American population, according to one recent poll, would be willing to put goggles on as well as wear masks. So, like, these people who are so afraid of COVID-19, they'll do anything. It's a huge market segment. And so business owners understandably don't want to turn these folks off. But on the other hand, there's a bunch of people, and no, I would say probably not as many, who are like a lot of us, who are like, well, yeah, no, we'd rather just live life normally. I don't want to speak for you, Mark. I know you said you like the masks.
I like the masks.
But you know, we just want to live life as we had previously, and, you know, risk is important in life, and we'd rather take those risks and enjoy life rather than living in fear. And so, you know, business owners want to make as many people happy as they possibly can. In this circumstance, it makes it very, very difficult to do that. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We got Dave Ridley. He's on our Discord call-in lines. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, sorry. I was not ready since you had not screened my call.
Apologies.
But here I am.
I just presumed you would be sounding good and clear, and you are, so go ahead.
Thanks. I wanted to talk about something that most people probably think doesn't exist, and that is the Chinese Communist Party presence in New Hampshire.
I hadn't thought about that.
So there are these things called Confucius Institutes, and they are basically Mandarin language and culture teaching institutes that get set up at universities around the country. And there has been a fair amount of publicity about it. I just found out about them a couple of months ago, I guess. And what it is the Chinese Communist Party has some bureau that organizes these things, and they get universities to agree to these programs. I think some of them do teach history at some universities, but the one in New Hampshire is at the University of New Hampshire in Durham, and they do not allow them to teach history classes. It's just Mandarin and maybe some culture is my understanding.
Okay.
So, the way I look at it, I tend to see these kinds of things as advantages rather than disadvantages. I tend to think in terms of, well, now you've got, you can see different ways that this could be turned to your advantage. If you think about it, these people who run these institutes and whatnot, they may be members of the Chinese Communist Party, But, you know, members of the Soviet Communist Party were the ones that helped overthrow the Soviet Union, right? So,
were they?
I think
okay.
it's a chance to, yeah, it's a chance to, it's a chance to, you know, the fact that they're here is an chance to inject them with the virus of freedom, mm-hmm. which they take back to Beijing with them.
Yeah, well, what if those people are here because they don't want to be in China anymore? They saw an opportunity to get out and enjoy living in the Western world, and they seized that opportunity.
Well, that's pretty common for just about anybody who leaves China. You know, they don't particularly want to go back.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe they're not really carrying the water for the Communist Party in
sure.
the first place.
But
maybe
if they're getting
are.
A check.
Dave, anything else you want to share about that?
Well, I guess these have become controversial, especially since the COVID crisis with the Chinese kind of the Chinese Communist Party making such a mess of that and making it worse than it needed to be. So I think there used to be maybe around 100 or so of these in the United States, and now I think the number is down around 50, if I recall correctly. So these are evaporating relatively fast, and whether that's good or bad, we'll see.
Dave, what do you think they should do? So there's been a number of American citizens and other citizens of other places, too, Australian and Great Britain and Singapore and you know, even Hong Kong and places like that, that the Chinese government disappears. You know, they'll go someplace or even the Chinese government will just go to where they are and they will take those people, usually they're captains of industry, and they'll take them back to China where they will basically sign over their entire business to these to the Chinese Communist Party. And they do this because they consider these people to be Chinese by their standard, whatever the standard that is. And in many cases, you know, they're certainly not citizens, but in many cases, they weren't even born in China. So they might look Chinese, they might be Chinese ethnically, but this is sort of the problem of states and these kind of things. What do you think governments, like the United States government or Great Britain or whatever, should do in these circumstances when their citizens have been kidnapped and all their property taken?
Well, as with any situation, if we're going to advocate some government action, that government action had better not involve any taxpayer expense, or you're advocating for an act of aggression against taxpayers. Having said that, there are probably many things that governments around the world, including the United States government, could do that make it easier for people to defend themselves from Beijing. And I think the most important thing that they should be doing right now is pressuring U.S. allies close to Beijing, you know, like Taiwan, you know, places that are close physically to Beijing, pressuring them to loosen their gun control laws and allow average people to own heavy weapons. And that is the thing that will help deter a Chinese invasion.
Thank you, Dave, for your call tonight. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. I'm not sure how the average person could put pressure on Chinese government in any way, shape.
I love that idea, though.
Yeah.
Arm the Taiwanese.
Their own government. So if the Taiwan government decided to let Taiwan people own guns, it'd get a lot harder to stage a boots-on-the-ground invasion.
True indeed. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want. CNN finally admitting that, surprise, grocery prices have been going up dramatically. Why is that? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reimposing aluminum tariffs on Canada. During a speech in Ohio, the president signed a proclamation that says it goes back to the original 10%. The president also saying politicians have let foreign nations steal our jobs and loot our factories.
They catered to the special interests while allowing foreign nations to siphon off our wealth, our dignity, our dreams, our money.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine is describing how he feels following a test that revealed he's dealing with coronavirus.
I get a lot of headaches throughout my life, so a headache is not anything that unusual. So besides that, I feel well.
Ahead of the July jobs numbers being released on Friday, the Dow gained 185 points. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Labor Department releasing new jobless numbers. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Weekly jobless claims have been released by the feds. They're down for the first time in weeks. The Labor Department reporting just under 1.2 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, and that's 250,000 fewer than the week before.
California churches are continuing to cry foul over the fact that as of July 1st in California, churchgoers can't sing, but it's okay for hundreds of people to protest and chant. Arthur Hodges is a pastor in California. He reminds everyone.
The U.S. Constitution, in the First Amendment, the first of the First Amendment, the first of the Bill of Rights is the free exercise of religion. And that is an inviolable right. Inviolable means there are no exceptions to this, no exceptions whatsoever. And so our constitutional rights are being violated.
USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're talking about the disappointing business owners out there across the United States who are just doing what they're told obediently until they die, basically. They have been cracked down upon by these governor's orders telling them either they can't do business at all, or if they're eventually allowed to do some business, sorry, you can only do 25% of your previous business, or if you're really lucky, 50% of your previous business. That's what they're telling bar owners and restaurateurs. In some places, bars are just not even allowed to open at all, and somehow they're expected to stay alive. In fact, Cream Pie is his new username in our Discord server. He makes a good point here. He says, these restaurants are going to go out of business anyway. Why not fight to the death? They're living on government welfare right now. Maybe they signed paperwork saying they would obey all the pandemic laws to receive the loans. That wouldn't surprise me if that was one of the terms. Like, oh, you want this bailout? Well, you just got to agree to follow all the rules that your governor puts down.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
It's a theory, right? Like, I didn't sign any of that paperwork, so I have no idea what it actually said. And I suspect a lot of people didn't read the whole thing, you know? I mean, given that it's government paperwork, it's probably got a dozen plus pages of fine print or something like that. You got to do it all.
I don't know that. I don't know. I mean, I just.
You don't know? Have you ever dealt with the government before?
Usually
there's a ton of fine print.
I got a little bit of this PPP money.
Oh, really?
For Mark Edge Media. Oh. And didn't sign any paperwork to get it.
How does that work exactly?
Interesting.
Well, my bookkeeper signed it, so I don't know.
And can your bookkeeper obligate your company to making decisions like that? I mean, is that legal?
I don't know. I don't know any of that.
they cut you the check, though, huh?
Well, congratulations. It was a loan, and I mean, it was.
You
a
don't
very
have employees,
loan.
Do you?
I have contractors.
I thought the PPP loans were to keep employees.
Originally, they were for contractors, and then we had to. So then they changed it. Originally, it was for contractors, were fine, and then they changed it to employees only. So we had to give the money back.
Oh, interesting. So you didn't actually get to use it.
Not really, no.
Okay.
Well, what's crazy about this is all these loans these people are getting, most of them are just saving their money because they know that they have no idea what the next 6 months to a year to 2 years is going to look like. Right?
But if they save it, then they violate the terms of the loan, and it becomes a loan. If they spend it the way the government tells them to, which mm-hmm. has been like...
Then they get to keep it.
You have to spend right. like 70% or 80%
it's,
on
it's
payroll.
It's a high percentage. I thought it was 60, but yeah, some large percentage.
On payroll.
On payroll.
Then you can spend the other 30% or save the other 30, I think, maybe. But
so it's just to keep people employed.
That's the
idea.
Goal.
It's
right. the illusion of employment.
Right.
It's like, oh, I still have my job, even though I'm not allowed to come in because there's nothing to do.
Well, these individuals, they're the ones saving their money, right? And so the thing is that we're not even seeing like real inflation yet. But once the economy starts to get picked back up, like all this money that you got and all this debt, like it's just not going to your dollar's going to be weaker a year, 2 years, 5 years from
it
now.
It already is.
Right, and it already is, and it's dropping across the board.
That's
gold,
the thing.
Silver.
I forget. I think it was my former co-host Michael Hampton who pointed out the inflation has happened. It, you know, they already threw the trillion or $2 trillion or $3 trillion into the economy.
$6 trillion, maybe.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Who's counting?
Right. There's no way for us to know how much the Federal Reserve sent to banks to shore them up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they've already put that money out there. So now that money has to chase the same amount of goods or arguably even fewer goods. But that money's going to chase the same amount of goods, and therefore the prices of those goods are going to go up. And that's where we come to this next story from CNN. Danielle Wiener-Bronner reporting here that everything at the grocery store is getting more expensive. Surprise! Prices are spiking. They've skyrocketed at grocery stores during the coronavirus pandemic that has Americans spending more at the supermarket than they have in years. Probably, I would say, than they ever have, because supermarket prices have just gone up the entire time for the most part over my lifetime.
Right, they don't come down.
No.
I mean, I can't remember the last time where I was like, wow, this is a notable decrease in the price of this thing that I buy at the grocery store.
Doesn't happen.
Outside of maybe electronics.
I will say this. I did find gallons of milk for $2 3 or 4 years ago at Aldi's. So mm-hmm. this one particular...
You can find them for a buck something at Walmart right now.
That may be the case. I don't know. Milk is...
Subsidized. Milk's a messed up industry because there's a lot of government subsidies and, yep. and stuff involved
and
in
just,
that.
But I had a bunch of piglets at the time, and I needed to get some milk to them. Their mother, yeah.
The best thing to do is to look at the size of your grocery cart, the amount of items in it. What can you get for $100?
Yeah.
You don't get as much today for $100 as you did 10 years ago, and certainly not as much as you did 20 or 30 years ago. So that's the
People
easiest way to look at it.
People think that inflation is just a force of nature, when in fact it's done by, you know, your government and the Federal Reserve banking cartel.
Yeah, one of the biggest roles of the Federal Reserve is to adjust the interest rates.
I was looking as I was driving down one of the main drags here in New Hampshire, in Keene, where we live and do the show from, and I went past the Walgreens, and they got their marquee out, right, with, you know, a couple different items and their advertised prices, sale prices, or whatever. And I don't buy soda pop. Like, I just don't. I don't drink
water.
It for the most part. Every now and then I'll have, like, a ginger beer, and that's a special occasion. But so I don't buy six-packs or anything like that.
I've never seen you drink a whole ginger beer either. You always try to split it with somebody.
Or I'll split the day. So I'll save half for later. But anyway, so they had up there a 12-pack of Coca-Cola, which is a pretty popular item in the United States, for $6.
And I was, how much it cost?
Yeah, and I was thinking back. I'm like, I remember being in retail in the late 1990s and seeing these things on sale for like $2 or less for a 12-pack of soda. So now you're literally paying 50 cents a can in a 12-pack.
I, I'm surprised.
That's the old, remember, kids, back in the day, we used to pay 50 cents at the actual, like, vending machine.
Right.
That used to be the price. And we knew that that was at least, like, a 2 to 3 time markup from what you were actually paying for the soda.
When I was a kid, you could find some vending machines that would do 40 cents.
I could actually, there was actually a few of them at, like, Kmart and Walmart where they were doing store brand for 25 cents.
Okay.
In the late 1990s. Well,
I remember that, yeah.
But then when you went and you bought the 12-pack, they were only like 12 and a half cents. So you knew they were still making double their money.
You got to pay them for the refrigeration and stuff and the convenience of getting one and all that.
But now, can you find a soda machine for less than a dollar?
I don't know. I don't buy this stuff.
Me neither, but I do notice every now and then, like, I'll walk out of a store and I'll see, and it's like $1.25 or
$2
or $1.50.
If I'm on a road trip, I like to get a root beer. Mm-hmm. So, and I'll buy that, and those things are between $1.50 and $1.99.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's 20 ounces. It's not like the old can. I don't know.
So from February to June, meat and poultry prices rose nearly 11%.
By the way, one of the places that had the bottles, it had bottles mm-hmm. that you could get. So you had the old machine where you pulled a bottle out.
Yeah, I remember that.
And you'd then pop it right there on the side of the machine. It would keep the tech. That was 40 cents. I remember that.
When was that, the 80s or the 90s?
It was at the 80s, and it was at a gas station near Booker Elementary in your hometown, Sarasota, Florida.
So again, meat and poultry prices rose 11%, or approximately 11% from February to June, with beef and veal prices seeing the highest rise, spiking 20%. For pork, the increase was about 8.5%, and people are paying more for other staples, too. During the same time period, eggs shot up 10%, and shoppers were shelling out 4% more for cereals and fresh vegetables.
Yeah, all animal proteins have gone up, and these are, you know, important staples that people need. Interestingly, I think people are, leaving beef alone a little more and having more pork, chicken, and eggs for meals. At least, that's what my observation has been.
They claim the pandemic has caused a surge in demand for groceries as millions of Americans stay home and avoid eating out. While there's no significant shortage of food, disruptions in the supply chain, they claim, have created scarcities and driven up prices. So they're not blaming inflation in this particular story.
They're blaming the change of spending habits.
Because they don't understand the money system. They don't know what's actually going on out there. Now, I'm not saying that the change in spending habits isn't a factor. Surely it is. And certainly the interruptions in the supply chain have caused problems and have caused temporary, you know, outages and temporary price raises. But the thing is, a lot of these prices are never going to come back down.
Right.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. These may be the lowest prices you'll see in food over the next decade because they'll probably keep going up from here if the continuation of money printing is, you know, full speed ahead. 855-450-FREE. You can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to bluegreenbooster.com, bluegreenbooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. bluegreenbooster.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about grocery prices going up. Even CNN has to admit that that's happening. That's where the story is coming from. With you, by the way, in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Tyler.
And Mark.
Bitcoin.com, great place to go to learn about cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, both of which have had a really good last 30 days. Now, you never know what's going to happen in the future, so I'm not going to make any predictions, but it definitely seems possible that as the government keeps printing out a bunch of money, that the price of things like gold and Bitcoin, these alternatives that have, at least in gold's case, has been a historic hedge against inflation. We were just talking about this during the break about, how's Bitcoin going to compare to gold? Mark, you were saying you would bet better on Bitcoin than you would on gold as far as rising against the dollar.
Yeah, I think that although I think you should have some gold and silver and precious metals and these sorts of things, I think that one of the things about cryptocurrency is there isn't a historical momentum behind price. So, there are people who are out there who bought gold at $200 an ounce, and they're like,
to them, that's what an ounce of gold is worth.
I just
worth.
Can't do it. I just can't fork it over.
Because now it's over $2,000 an ounce.
Right. And also, there are people out there that are attempting to sell gold for Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. So, and vice versa. So you got to kind of ask yourself, hey, do I want to, give up this for that? And when I look at it personally, that wouldn't be what I would be looking to do. I think you should have a certain amount in your portfolio, and it's a good idea to be balanced and diversified and all that good stuff. And I understand that when the internet goes down, my bitcoins would be worthless.
Well, you can't do much with them.
When the internet goes down, you better be prepared to eat the dog. Your gold may not be that valuable either, because we're not denominating gold in. If the internet goes down for 2 months, Gold is no longer denominated in dollars, okay? It's denominated in bottles of liquor, 22 long rifles, rolls of toilet paper, or chunks of the family pet that you sell
off. What I was going to say. And if the system collapses, ammo and vodka are going to be more valuable than gold and Bitcoin.
Right.
Absolutely. And those are things you can actually store pretty effectively.
Right. You need the ammo to protect your daughters from being sold into slavery.
And your vodka.
Right. Well, it's a good idea to protect the vodka, too.
So we were talking about prices. We're going to get back into that coming up here. But check out Bitcoin.com because, you know, you need to start learning about cryptocurrency. It's not going to go away. Odds are it's going to keep going up in value. If the last decade is any indication, obviously past performance isn't an indicator necessarily of the future. But the last month, Bitcoin Cash, when you look at its dollar price, according to Bitcoin ticker widget, Bitcoin Cash is up over 27% in just the last month.
How's that performing versus BTC?
So the original Bitcoin is what you're asking about. Yeah. So BTC is. BTC in dollar terms is up nearly 26%. So pretty much on par.
In par, parity.
Yeah.
Okay. Here, my guess. Okay. This is not a prediction, and this is not investment advice.
Mm-hmm.
But my guess is that as Bitcoin, BTC,
the original one,
the original thing we call Bitcoin, continues to rise, the transaction costs will continue to go up.
Oh, yeah.
To the point the transaction costs will be $5, $10, $15, $20,
$50. It's already at $5 the last week.
God. So, you know, to do a transaction, you better be doing a good-sized transaction if you want that transaction to cost $5.
Well, it was down yesterday to $4.38 instead of $5. So but it's still a ton of money, and probably 500 to 1,000 times more than what it should be.
When it's at, you know, it doesn't take much, apparently. When it's at $20 a transaction, the neophytes, the noobs, the people who are getting into cryptocurrency the first time, who've gone to Bitcoin.com and taken a look at the videos, like I've said, and they're going to say, huh, I better check out some of the other alternatives. And, you know, some of those other alternatives, one of them is Bitcoin Cash, and it's, well, the transaction costs for that, I've never seen them be more than 2 cents. And
yeah, that's a high one for Bitcoin Cash, too.
That would be a big transaction cost.
Last time I did one, it was, like, less than half a cent,
right?
I think.
And I think that people will probably come to the conclusion that they're interested in the alts, the altcoins, Bitcoin Cash being one of the chiefs among them. And they will say, maybe I'll just go with these. This is better. This is fine by me. And they'll go with that. At which point I think the alts will begin to take off.
Which is what happened in 2017 when the same thing happened.
And
the Bitcoin price shot up to a record $20,000.
Then you will see the alts just eclipse Bitcoin as far as value. You know what you could make for you to invest them.
I gotta agree with you.
I didn't say what's that?
I gotta agree with you. I don't think that's going too far out on a limb. I mean, you're basically saying the same thing that happened in 2017 is going to happen again, and there's no reason why it wouldn't because the Bitcoin programmers haven't fixed Bitcoin. They haven't made it so it can handle a ton of transactions. They haven't increased its network bandwidth, if you will.
If you listen to the Bitcoin maximalist guys, they'll be like, well, we'd be worth so much more if it wasn't for all these altcoins. And I understand, yes, that sounds like an accurate statement. But the reason that people created altcoins was because they were getting what they felt to be bad customer service from the original Bitcoin. They didn't want an investment vehicle. They wanted
digital cash.
They wanted smart contracts. They wanted all kinds of things. Things that we've been talking about from the very beginning. And
Bitcoin dragged its feet and didn't do it right.
If I may remind everybody in the community, here on Free Talk Live, we talked about Bitcoin. We talked about things like anonymity, which Bitcoin kind of had early on. It was pseudonymity, but, you know, you kind of had it.
No, it still kind of has that, but it's not anonymity.
I understand, but you have a lot less. Now people are saying, well, we think X number of people have X number of Bitcoins, and they're, you know, looking at transactions, they're running computers through transactions.
Well, they figured out how to do
that. We were also talking about on the air, and I think this is most important, we were talking about people being able to do microtransactions.
Yeah, that's right.
What if you could hear a podcast and say, I like that, blink, and you could give somebody a dime. Like an amount of money that would be so inconsequential to you that it would, you know, whatever, blink, there's a dime. Or you read an article, I love it, here's a nickel. You know, here's a post on media, right. I think it's so awesome, here's a quarter. Whatever.
You could have done that 10 years ago or 7 years
ago.
People
were doing it with Bitcoin, yeah. But now there's no way you could do it with BTC, now. But you could still do it with Bitcoin Cash.
You can still do it with every other cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
I think average Americans need to start tuning in to not only like cryptocurrencies, but just big data. Those are two areas I think that normal people don't realize that the more you know about it, the more valuable these things are to you. Like, you know, having all these alt currencies, like a lot of people still don't even know what Bitcoin really is or how it functions, let alone that there's literally dozens of altcoins out there that
it's actually probably thousands now.
Thousands,
yeah. And the last
time
I
was saying they have a potential.
Oh, they have potential. Well, they all have potential, okay? Whether or not any of them will realize that potential in any sort of meaningful long-term way, because whenever you look at the altcoins or whenever you look at the top list, you go to, say, CoinMarketCap or CoinGecko, and you look and see, you know, what are the top 10? Well, go back in time another 2 years or 4 years or 6 years and look at the top 10 then. It's a totally different top 10. So what was in the top 10 2 years ago, with the exception of a few, like Bitcoin yeah. Cash is still there and there's, you know, Ethereum is
how
still...
Long we talk, how old? Bitcoin Cash is only 3 years old.
That's right. Yeah. But if you go back 2 years, it was still in the top 10. But a lot of them, like Dash, for instance, it was up to number 5 at one point. It's now at like 25.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a changing out the competition. There's new coins
coming
out.
Not to say
the
Dash may not, crawl its way back up. We don't know.
It could rise again. I mean, Dash is on the way up, too. A lot of these alternatives.
Yeah, I've been watching it right now.
Are also on the way up. So, if you want to comment, you can join us. Let's go to Tom. He's in Hudson, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
One benchmark that was reached today in the price of gold. You see, in 1933, just before they were confiscating and ordering everybody to turn in all their gold, they were ordering them to turn it in for the official rate, which was $20.67 a troy ounce. That was the official value in U.S. dollars of gold prior to the 1933 confiscation. And
wow.
Then they devalued those dollars to $35 for an ounce of gold, so they ripped people off 40-something percent of their money, but now today it passed $2,067, which means that
That's
a
right.
U.S. dollar is worth as much gold as a penny was worth in 1933.
So it's a factor of 100. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, a factor of 100.
Well observed, Tom. The toll-free number. Thank you for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Dollars worth what pennies used to be.
And of course, now it costs what, 3 or 4 cents to manufacture a penny?
What a crap currency! God.
Yeah.
The only thing worse, every other government currency.
It's true. And you can join us coming up in hour two. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process
called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.